Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Nearly 700,000 children are abused in the United States each year. April has been designated as Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Month. The need for short and longer-term foster care is also being emphasized. Ken Kroll has more.
Two staff members from Oneida County Social Services spoke recently about child abuse. Social worker Rachel Nelson says many people are concerned about reporting what they think is abuse.
If you think, like, you know, going back and forth, should I report or should I not report, you probably should report.
Nelson says there are a number of signs that might be child abuse. Supervisor Beth Herkler says they're seeing more cases being reported in Oneida County.
In 2016, we were averaging 17 investigations a month. In 2017, 19, and year-to-date, our average is 23 per month for all forms of child abuse and neglect. So this is emotional, physical, sexual abuse referrals.
Nelson says there is a deep need for more foster care.
And right now, in Oneida County and pretty much the rest of the state of Wisconsin and probably nationwide, we are in dire need of foster homes. And we are currently actively trying to seek individuals and families who are interested in becoming foster parents.
An information session for people interested in becoming foster parents, either short-term or long-term, is being held May 16th from 5 until 7 p.m. at Grace 4 Square Church on Highway 17 north of Rhinelander. Both Nelson and Herkler say to call Oneida County Social Services if you want more information on foster care or to talk about a report. At WXPR.org, we have a much longer interview with Nelson and Herkler that details the signs of abuse, statistics, and the foster care program. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
A rare bird that ornithologists are trying to attract to Vilas County has been taken off the federal list of threatened and endangered species. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced last week its plans to remove Kirtland's warbler from the list. DNR conservation biologist David Lopez says the warbler is a success story. At one point, there were just a couple hundred birds living in Michigan. Now more than 2,000 are known to exist in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Ontario. Lopez says Vilas County has the right habitat to attract a viable population.
There's definitely a habitat there, and we have been utilizing and will utilize again this year playback units, which are basically recorded songs of the bird. Species is a semi-colonial species, meaning males tend to establish territories adjacent to already established territories. So we basically try to just trick them into thinking that there's already birds in the area.
The first nest was confirmed in Wisconsin in 2007. Besides Vilas County, Forest and Barnett County foresters continued their habitat management efforts that benefit Kirtland's warblers. Many communities have a public area designated as a dog park, but communities have found creating a dog park is not as easy as it sounds. The city of Eagle River now has lent its support to find a location. City Administrator Joe Locks formally asked the council to appoint an ad hoc committee to explore options for a dog park. Locks says the committee could look at possible locations. Adding dog parks are very popular, but there needs to be a large area to allow dogs to roam without a leash. He says dog owners tend to police themselves when using a dog park. Police Chief Mark Vanderblumen also favored looking for a dog park location, saying Eagle River is not a dog-friendly city. He says they looked at various sites in other communities and found they will be used year-round. The council is looking for about 10 people and one council member to work on the idea. Alderman Ron Cresson immediately volunteered to be that person from the council. Others interested in looking for a dog park should contact City Clerk Debbie Brown at 715-479-8682, including those in the town of Lincoln. A bill proposed by Wisconsin Congressmember Ron Kind would create a specific IRS hotline for veterans and active service members with tax questions. Kind says those individuals have unique issues when it comes to paying Uncle Sam.
They find themselves in multiple states, sometimes in the same year, and therefore, you know, filing your taxes can be really confusing and complicated.
The IRS currently does not have specialists assigned to help America's 1.3 million veterans and 800,000 reservists with their tax questions. Another Republican member of the state assembly has decided to step away from political life and not seek re-election. Representative Joel Clayfish of Oconomowoc announced today that he will not run again. Our forecast for tonight, a chance of snow showers before midnight, cloudy and a low around 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a high near 34. Wednesday, a slight chance of freezing rain in the morning or rain showers in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy, a high near 37. Northwoods Cafe is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.